Before I get to your calls, just want to talk to Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, about what's going on in Texas. What's going on in Texas? And we're not talking about the weather this time, Simon.
No, exactly. I mean, it's hard to imagine, isn't it? It's just a few days after that winter storm. But what's going on in Texas now that is making the headlines here and around the world is a peremptory decision by the governor, Greg Abbott, a Republican, very close to former President Donald Trump, to tell the people of Texas that all COVID-19 restrictions in the state are now lifted. Businesses can return to normal, 100% capacity, 100% activity, he says. And he's also lifted the face mask mandate that has existed in the state. What's the reason for doing that? Well, he says the vaccination process is underway. Everybody can come out from under their beds and get back to normal life. This, of course, has caused consternation, partly in Texas, where other elected officials say that it presages disaster ahead, and where a number of leading corporate entities have pushed back and said, well, you know, you can lift the restrictions if you want, but we're going to continue voluntarily to impose them. And they include car makers, Toyota and General Motors, who say in their plants and their distribution centers across the state, they will continue to observe all the old guidelines. Big retailers, Target and Macy's, saying customers need to be aware that they won't be admitted to the shops if they're not wearing face masks, and they don't want anybody coming into the shops if they have experienced any of the symptoms associated with COVID-19. Also, the biggest, one of the biggest sports franchises in the states, the San Antonio Spurs basketball team, announcing that they will not be lifting restrictions that exist on the number of spectators who can watch games when they play in the stadia in Texas. And then there was this pushback yesterday from the White House and President Joe Biden.
We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Neanderthal thinking, he's suggesting there, on the part of not just the governor of Texas, but also the governor of Mississippi, who has issued similar instructions to the people in that state that it's perfectly safe to resume normal activity. To put this into perspective, in terms of Texas, only 13% of the public in the state have had one jab, not the booster. So they're not close to any kind of herd immunity situation there. And in the city of Houston alone, all the major worrying variants, the so-called UK variant, the Brazilian variant, the South African variant, they have all been identified over the course of the last few weeks. So the mayor of Houston insisting that this is a crazy decision by the governor of Texas, but the governor is under political pressure from people in the state, many of whom believe that COVID-19 is a hoax and who believe that these restrictions should never have been imposed on their liberty in the first place.
And can this just stand now, what's happened in Texas? Is that the power of the state?
Yeah. Well, you remember what those old car stickers used to say, Sheila? Don't mess with Texas. I mean, Texas, like every other state, has a degree of, considerable degree, of autonomy, independence and sovereignty. And when the story of COVID-19 in the United States is finally written by historians, this issue of whether in a federal system like the United States, where states jealously guard their rights to govern their own territories is compatible with overcoming a vaccine, a virus that recognizes no boundaries. I mean, that's the heart of America's problem with this pandemic. Pandemics don't recognize state boundaries.
Thanks very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
This is LBC.